Confessions of an FBI ex-file agent. From IlluminatiNews.com. The following is from a secret report released by an FBI special agent codenamed Jordan, who has been involved with the intrigues taking place near Dulles, New Mexico and Area 51 Dreamland, Nevada. Among his fellow colleagues within the FBI, Jordan was often referred to as the X-File Man. Jordan claims to be an abductee whose birth in 1962 was genetically engineered by tall grays that had apparently altered the genetic codes within the ovum of his human mother, who was also an abductee, and infused the genetic coding of the ovum with certain specific genetic characteristics taken from another female abductee for some undetermined purpose. Although his life was being severely manipulated by the aliens, agents of the Department of the Navy apparently stepped in to counter some of the machinations which the aliens were carrying out, using abductees like Jordan as pawns in a vast game of cosmic chess. With the permission of the agent himself, the following is reproduced from Myra Adams' book The Exiles of Selter Publishing, F.D. Lauderdale, Florida, 1995. Incidentally, the author uses the British spelling of Gray, with an E, rather than the American spelling of Gray, with an A, just in case the reader has wondered which is the correct spelling. They are both correct. The account I'm about to give is based on my experiences and the personal investigation I have conducted over the past several months. I cannot, and in a few instances I am specifically prevented from, revealing where and when I acquired all of the information I will present. I will state that on two occasions I deliberately violated secure areas, and on one occasion participated in rather unorthodox field interrogation, in order to obtain data. I also deliberately involved several innocent parties who, unfortunately, may become subject to penalties which should rightfully only be mine. I have lied, and have done so knowingly and repeatedly, in order to elicit information, and in order to cause governmental entities to react to moves they only thought I was making. I freely admit that I am guilty of abusing the power of my office and my credentials. I do not apologize for this, but I may soon become subject to the administrative or legal consequences of these actions. So be it. At the risk of appearing melodramatic, more dire consequences may also follow. I can only state that, if resistance is within my power, I will not go quietly. I am taking the precaution of disseminating this account both on paper and on discs to several individuals solely and exclusively as a means of forestalling the desirability of attempting to silence me entirely. It is my belief that revenge would not be the goal of those opposed to my efforts, but, rather, the prevention of the leakage of information. As a copy of this report is now in your hands, I urge you to make numerous additional copies, and to place these copies in several locations, to avert efforts at recovering all of them. Let me be very clear. If my opponents are able to recover all the copies of my report, then they will inevitably turn to the matter of muzzling me as the only remaining threat to security they face. I am firmly convinced that I was abducted by non-human sentient beings at the age of 6 section deleted, and that my newly surfaced thanks to Dr. Name deleted recollections regarding this incident are reliable and real. These beings strongly resembled the grey breeders I will describe below, but, as I remember no workers, I cannot be entirely sure of what these beings represented. However, I have incontrovertible evidence that the aliens who abducted me as a child have maintained an interest, if not an influence, in my life. This evidence has already been provided to those who could make best use of it. The Department of the Navy DON is a relatively small clandestine agency within the United States government which is staffed primarily by individuals ostensibly recruited and trained by other elements of the federal government. It is funded and supported by the National Security Agency, and is also augmented by very tightly compartmentalized elements of the armed forces. I believe that Blue Light is the original code name for the U.S. Army Zebra-related unit, which was allegedly converted into the now famous counter-terrorist Delta Force and other governmental organizations. Approximately one-third of Headquarters Division 5 of the FBI is actually a front for DON, with at least several dozen HQ special agents devoted to these matters. Despite its name, the Department of the Navy has very little to do with the actual United States Navy. Its existence is known only by an extremely limited number of individuals, and its actual mission is known by an even smaller number. The Department of the Navy's purpose is to direct extraordinary unique activities in relation to extraterrestrial biological entities, EBS, and alien technologies, with the primary missions of combating alien operations which are hostile to the national security of the United States, gathering and exploiting alien technologies, and the containment of premature disclosure of information regarding the presence and intentions of the EBS. Ironically, while NASA supposedly suspects or knows that there are alien artifacts on the moon, and is suppressing data on this subject, this was only mentioned to me as an aside. NASA has no official role in dealing with EBS. This is not to say, however, that NASA, like the rest of the overt government, is not penetrated by some DON personnel. Furthermore, a DON has had some interaction with NASA personnel who accidentally became aware of too much. I was also told that an overt NASA effort to detect non-human civilizations was doomed to failure, but I was not told why. The Greys are divided into quasi-sentient asexual workers who are, on average, 4 feet tall, and dominant breeders who have large eyes and are, on average, almost 6 feet tall. Both types of Greys have 4 fingers on each hand. This alliance emerged from the successful recovery of several apparently crashed Grey craft, and the subsequent establishment of relations with this species. This relationship is, for the time being, clandestine by the choice of both parties, and involves very limited and gradual sharing of information and technology by the Greys. Note: this would seem to contradict the earlier statement that the DON is interested in defending our national security from malevolent alien species. However, we must understand that initially the decision of MJ-12 to establish contact with the Greys was partly motivated by national security concerns, for instance the desire for advanced weapons, the establishment of a treaty with the Greys, in order to appease any intent on their part to take control, all the while studying them and their weaknesses. In reality, it seems as if some of the intelligence agencies were attempting to do to the Greys what they have done to other cultures, including our own. That is, use the treaties as a weapon against the Greys, to infiltrate their operational structure and find out their weaknesses, and exploit their technology at the same time. According to contactees, most of the human cultures who have been taken over in the past as a result of Trojan horse treaties with the Greys were sincerely blinded by the Greys' feigned platitudes of benevolence and friendship. The much more cynical and untrusting intelligence agencies of planet Earth, who were no strangers to war and betrayal, although hoping for the best, were at the same time preparing for the worst once the treaties were established. In the end, the choice of the Greys to play their hand and match wits with the intelligence agencies of planet Earth, whose cunning and expertise in manipulation are notorious, may ultimately be their downfall. Nevertheless, these agencies on Earth are playing a high-risk game. In their bid to gain galactic intelligence and technological parity with the Greys, they run the high risk of having many of their own agents fall under the psychological control of the Greys. In other words, while reaching one hand out in feigned friendship towards the Greys, the other hand is busy developing technological weaponry with the hope of potentially exploiting, conquering, or destroying them just in case they turned on us. We must admit that there are various different motives in dealing with the Greys. The elite globalists, of course, need the Greys' mind control technology to assist in the implementation of their planetary dictatorship. Others want nothing to do with the Greys, but desire only their technology. In a strange twist of irony, the military alliance and subsequent resistance to the Greys may work for the eventual good of the planet. The reason for this is the fact that in their attempt to infiltrate and subvert our planet, The Greys made some grave underestimations. One of the major mistakes they made, probably out of fear of reprisals, resulting from the growing knowledge within intelligence agencies of the blatant betrayals of the treaties, was to jump the gun and attempt planetary takeover, before they were ready for it. They discovered that their methods which have succeeded on other worlds did not work quite as well on planet Earth. When the takeover came about, they were only able to conquer a large segment of the underground world, whereas their attempts to use their human agents on the surface to take control of the world above by precipitating a full totalitarian Queen America was strongly resisted. Because of this resistance, they could achieve no better than a stalemate. Now it is a tooth-and-nail battle between freedom-loving sovereigntist humans above and freedom-hating collectivist reptilians below for control of the minds of the leaders of the military-industrial complex which operates both above and below the surface of the planet. Whichever side comes out in control of the MIC will possess both worlds. The aliens are running scared, because in 1989 their secret, the Enigma, came crashing through the surface and out into the open, when Robert Glazer had the guts to come clean about what was happening at Area 51. Once he stood up to the beast, others joined him in his crusade: John Lear, William Cooper, Don Ecker, Paul Benowitz, Krista Tilton, Val Valerian, Phil Schneider, Thomas Costello, Jason Bishop, Norio Hayakowa, Bill Hamilton, Agent Yellow Fruit, John Rhodes, Michael Linderman, Michael Corbin, Commander X, Jim McCampbell, Robert Morningsky, Colonel Steve Wilson, Bill English, Jefferson Sousa, yours truly, etc. etc. I cannot name all of the names here as the list grows every day. Although many of these may have some heated personality and philosophical differences among themselves, they nevertheless have the same thing in common. Each of them possessed a different piece of the overall puzzle on the human-alien interaction. Once the dam broke, so to speak, what had previously been a situation that was out of control in respect to the US government became a situation that became out of control for the Greys. Expect some rather desperate attempts by the Greys in the future to resolve the situation and take back control. As I said, they are running out of time and they are running scared, and desperate beings do desperate things. Will they simply concede defeat and leave this planet? Or do they consider planet Earth and its resources to be the key to the continued survival of their empire? I personally get the feeling that the infernal leaders of the reptilian collective or hive have already invested too much in this planet to leave so easily. This means that a resolution of the situation will be up to US, and hopefully more than a little divine intervention. With this in mind, one might better understand the seemingly schizophrenic actions of the DON, CIA, NSA, MJ-12 and other agencies which are being influenced and contested by basically three different groups with different agendas. Those intent on maintaining true national security, those intent on selling out the US for personal gain, and those in the middle who are just obeying orders and essentially don't know where they stand. Several sources claim that the US Navy structure has been infiltrated to some extent by fascist elements operating deep within the CIA and NSA in an effort to use its organizational structure to serve their unconstitutional agendas, in most cases without the knowledge of most Navy personnel themselves. Through misrepresentation of their motives and intentions, these infiltrators have succeeded in gaining support from Navy personnel for their clandestine activities using the false facade of patriotism or national security, when in reality many of the joint NSA alien projects have in reality subverted the national security of the USA, Brenton, several underground and underwater facilities. At least one underwater facility is off the Florida coast, and has a terrestrial access point in South Miami. And my unseen cohorts have already provided the address to several individuals, have been established to support these joint operational activities, and to provide a suitable habitat for the EBES involved. Parenthetically, The Multiple Protective Shelter MPSICBM basing scheme proposed in the early 1980s was actually a cover for the construction of 4,600 related bunkers. This scheme was politically untenable and had to be abandoned, but would have allowed for a tremendous expansion of alien activity in the United States. There is presently an ongoing competition for influence, if not outright domination, over the Earth and its life forms between the Greys and another species commonly identified as reptilians or lizards. Note: it is interesting that several other sources claim that the Orion Greys are willfully working with and on behalf of the draconian lizards or reptiloids. Is the suggested animosity between the Greys and reptiloids a ruse to keep the government in a state of confusion, i.e., to pressure them to make alliances with the Greys to fight the reptiloids, or vice versa, in order to ensure complete governmental submission to one or the other sides of a single alien collective power structure? Brenton: it is supposedly known that this species ominously refers to itself as Earthlings. I was shown extremely clear photographs of examples of this species. Reptilians appeared human-sized, had three toes on each foot, and had notably large mouths, muzzles, right bracket with prominent teeth. This competition has resulted in the destruction of several craft both within and without the Earth's atmosphere, and has prompted the development of certain aspects of the United States Strategic Nuclear Forces as well as the Strategic Defense Initiative SDI. A DON department of the Navy conducts extensive surveillance and monitoring of individuals who are unknowingly part of an ongoing program of manipulation of the human gene pool by competing non-human alliances. This manipulation was initially undertaken by the reptilian species, apparently to direct certain human traits in ways favorable to this species. In addition, reptilian efforts have apparently focused on the United States and, to a lesser extent, its allies due to the United States' leading economic and military, or military-industrial, Brenton, role worldwide. Study has determined that the reptilian efforts in this area amount to long-term genetic sabotage. The reptilians have also been responsible for livestock mutilations and some human abductions for other negative purposes. Strangely, there is some historical connection between the reptilians and the development of nuclear energy, but this was only hinted at by my sources. It is interesting that many of the nuclear scientists had ties with the Bavarian Illuminati. The bomb was developed at Los Alamos, beneath which some believe exists the major concentration of reptiloids Greys, those which commute underground to work in the lower dull space 90 miles away, in North America. And also there is an ancient Hopi prophecy about the Greys and the part they would play in the creation of the God of Death. Did they want to provoke an inevitable nuclear conflict that they hoped would destroy all human life on planet Earth? The fact that the Greys interacted with the scientists of the Manhattan Project is evidenced by a personal friend of mine whose father was one such scientist. She has experienced numerous abductions throughout the years, and claims to be a part of an alien program involving genetic manipulation. She did show me some unusual scale-like skin on her legs, a condition that I have not seen on any other person. Brenton: however, the Grey abductions of human subjects have been aimed primarily at the creation of a particularly hardy elite hybrid species which would be initially capable of forming the leading elements of Grey society as well as serving a similar role in human society. Note: since the reptiloids Greys have basically failed in producing an actual crossbreed capable of reproducing itself, they may instead opt for the development of a race of genetically altered humans or implanted clones, patched into the collective, who have been fused with some degree of reptilian DNA and RNA, and once this has been accomplished, transfer an individual and or collective alien intelligence matrix into these genetically altered hosts as they have been known to do in some cases. There is some question as to whether the original soul of the individual is removed or suppressed when this occurs. Both may be possibilities, and one would probably need an aura detection device capable of seeing the multicolored soul chakras in order to determine whether that human has a soul or not. Nevertheless, this would be one manner in which an alien force could infiltrate a human society. In other cases, humans may be manipulated while in an altered state of mind, while at the same time living a conscious life separate from, and unaware of the induced alternate personality. I have encountered several cases, including my own, involving abductees who are living double lives. In these cases, an alien sleeper or walking intelligence matrix has apparently been electronically implanted in these people via miniature artificial intelligence implants that are programmed with alien thought patterns, and attached to the major nerve centers of the brain. Recently, there has been some progress in mainstream science in regards to programming computers with human thought patterns, growing human brain tissue in a laboratory for use in organic computers, or direct mind-machine communication as is being developed for advanced jet pilots. The implant in such cases houses an individual collective alien personality that is activated when the conscious identity is asleep. In this manner, an alien parasite, whether malevolent, neutral or in very rare cases well-intentioned, may operate through the body of the host without the host being fully aware of just how his or her unconscious existence is being used or manipulated, for whatever purposes the aliens choose. As for the hybrids that have been developed by the Greys, another problem with producing an actual hybrid is that humans have souls, whereas Greys do not. Therefore, the hybrid must fall to one side or the other, soulish human or soulless reptilian, regardless of what the genetic physical makeup of the physical shell may be. I prefer to use the term hybrids to denote the hybrids who have been born with a soul matrix and rebrids to denote those that have not. Brenton. The hybrids would also be able to survive destructive ecological changes that the Greys believe will take place on Earth in the near future. The hybrids I saw had the appearance of human children with unusually large heads and eyes, as well as fine, sparse hair. Earlier and unsatisfactory efforts supposedly resulted in a more fetus-like appearance on the part of these hybrids. All hybrids thus far produced are sterile and unable to reproduce. However, all hybrids have well-developed digestive systems. The implantation of bioelectronic (right) devices in proximity to the central nervous systems of abductees has been utilized by the Greys for several complementary purposes, but the most important reason is in order to have a more reliable means of mind control at a distance. Such control is necessary in order to facilitate follow-up abductions and in order to prevent male subjects from having voluntary sterilizations. Adon has taken a very active and largely successful role in countering reptilian genetic sabotage. However, it is tasked with taking no role other than observation of Grey abductions, to the extent permitted by this group. This fact results in morale and control problems within this organization, that is, they are to work to prevent alien sabotage of the human race, yet not interfere or try to prevent abductions that they know are occurring or going to occur. It's like MacArthur's forces in Korea. They were told by their UN superiors to keep the peace in South Korea and defend it from northern communist aggression, yet not attempt to destroy the main supply depots in the north from where the attacks were originating. As with the Korean conflict, the problem with the Greys would seem to be a no-win situation. No wonder there has been morale and control problems within the organization, and this may explain why an inner core within Navy intelligence has formed around agencies like the Cabal and COM-12, which are made up of patriots who are fed up with all of the waffling and compromise, an outright betrayal of our nation and our planet by unelected corporate collaborators working within the executive branch of government, and want to take direct action against the Greys. Brenton. These morale problems have benefited me on more than one occasion, and I strongly believe that governmental collusion in these activities is unconstitutional. The Greys, like the reptilians, routinely attempt to erase the abduction-related memories of those they abduct. One of the most exotic elements of grey technology exploited by the Dawn involves the deliberate regulation of human brain activity, including telepathic communication, and propulsive technologies which include temporal and, for lack of a better term, transdimensional facets. Grey biotechnologies are, paradoxically, fundamentally primitive, but have some extremely advanced facets. Particularly significant is an ability to manufacture synthetic biological mechanical (right) entities. I wonder if the so-called men in black, if they exist, are examples of these sorts of beings. The conditioning of human brain temporal lobe activity through electromagnetic and advanced medical techniques is used by the Dawn in two primary ways. The most obvious is in the elimination of undesirable memories from the minds of accidental witnesses to grey abductions. In this case, somewhat less reliable electromagnetic means must normally be utilized. The second, but actually more important use for this form of advanced mind control is in the elimination of undesirable memories in the minds of Dawn personnel and other knowing participants in governmental activities relating to EBS. This latter form of hypnosis is normally done through more reliable medical or chemical means, and is utilized for two reasons. The first reason is actually in the interests of the mental health of certain individuals unable to successfully cope with the unique psychic environment surrounding EBS activities. The second reason to utilize voluntary mind control on government personnel is to delete information from the minds of these individuals which could be exploited by either terrestrial or extraterrestrial forces. Dawn field agents are therefore often referred to as zombies, and their units as zombie squads. Voluntary erasures are far more reliable than those imposed upon the subject, especially if they have a surgical component. However, neither technique is absolutely reliable, and, therefore, all erasures also include elements of disinformation implanted in the mind of the target agent which would tend to render any recalled accounts contradictory or otherwise unreliable. Zombies are also programmed against allowing themselves to be hypnotically regressed, or otherwise medically examined by unauthorized personnel. This is particularly important as most of these agents have implants placed in their bodies by the Greys to supposedly monitor Dawn compliance with mutual agreements. Note: the above is in reference to those agencies which integrate both CIA and Navy intelligence. According to an agent codenamed Panda, the Navy has been manipulated via the intelligence community, especially by the CIA NSA, which has attempted to take full control of all military intelligence and bring it under the control of those human and alien influences who are running the collaboration projects. Brenton, morale among Dawn agents is particularly impaired by the obvious deterioration of mental and emotional function among these individuals as a result of these psychic interventions. The Department of Defense has been a primary beneficiary of alien-derived technologies which have been disseminated in a largely covert manner. In other words, even the military engineering units and defense contractors involved have been unaware of the actual source of key breakthrough technology supplied to them. Although some alien technologies have been adopted specifically in the hypersonic number reconnaissance programs, and some anti-gravity drive extraterrestrial craft are now being actually duplicated. I was shown one hovering almost silently in a hangar at a subsite of the Nellis Air Force Base, and can state that rumors regarding such craft were accurate. The most significant alien technologies being acquired are supposedly in the field of computing. These technologies have provided the United States with a secret, and therefore largely theoretical technological superiority over all other nations. I will also mention that I was flown aboard a helicopter of a design I had never before seen, which was not only unbelievably quiet, but could also cloak itself from being seen by the naked eye during the hours of darkness using a system which was referred to as number. There is also an ongoing program of gradual societal conditioning to accept the existence and influence of EBES in Earth's history, Does this include obvious fallacies that have been spread among intelligence agencies and abductees by the Greys, such as their claim that they originally genetically created the human race and placed them on planet Earth, Brentern? This is being undertaken by the Don on a worldwide basis, in order to prevent cultural disintegration in the event of an uncontrollable catastrophic of intelligence regarding the aliens, and also in order to allow for a more orderly eventual unveiling of the truth to the general public. The Greys have themselves promulgated a desire to overtly reveal themselves to human society by the turn of the century, of course passing themselves off as the good guys. However, at this point in time, when the overall malevolent activities of the Greys are being exposed, especially in network TV programs like Dark Skies, this would take an incredible feat of psychological engineering to accomplish. Brentern. Accordingly, a Don, CIA NSA elements within the Don, that is, Brentern, currently has plans to eventually stage a first contact event similar to that depicted in the film Close Encounters of the Third Kind so as to prevent any immediate disclosure of the fact that first contact actually took place 50 years ago mid-1940s. This is only part of a classical psychological warfare program directed at the American people by their own government without appropriate authority. There is also a Don effort in progress to fully identify other alien entities which have had an impact on this planet. Specifically, there is an Ebe species known as that of the Birdman, which is believed to be somehow reptilian-related, variously known among sources as the Mothman, Psychas, Winged Draco, Pterodactoids, or Pteroids, Brentern. There is also an alien species which has been colloquially identified as the Babies for their somewhat neonatal appearance. These might be some sort of hybrid humanoid. The interspecies rivalry currently in progress involves elements of what can only be termed espionage. In other words, both sides have utilized tactics and strategies usually associated with covert intelligence agencies. The most striking tactic employed by the reptilians is that of the false flag, which involves the portrayal of hostile reptilian actions as being those of more benign species. This particular technique has been focused on the United States government on several occasions, and, in one instance that was recounted to me, resulted in the killing of numerous Greys by United States military forces. The dissemination of disinformation is also a favored technique. The utilization of mind control techniques by both sides makes this particular espionage game a difficult one to comprehend or master. As they say, the truth is out there, but can we recognize it when we see it?